Working?
Yep.
All right, we'll start over. It is 1:01, and we'll call the meeting to order. Before we start, as Jenny mentioned before, Colleen has sent in her regrets, and thank you, Faye, for sitting in. And has everyone had a look at the agenda? And can we have a mover for the agenda, please?
I'll move.
Seconder?
McDougall.
Pardon?
Stop again? Okay. Has everyone had a chance to have a look at the minutes? Can we have a mover for the minutes, please?
Honky.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Financials, payment of accounts. Can we have a mover for payment of accounts, please?
McDougall.
Seconder?
Honky.
And then the next one is, I can't see the next one. What's the next one?
Oh, I lost it.
It's done.
That's done. We're finished that one.
Okay.
I moved it.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay.
Can we get a mover and a seconder for the two paychecks?
Stead.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Is there another payment of accounts paid?
No.
No. Okay, we're done. Reports or the utility report, everybody's got that. Reports of committee, Boral Shores Art Tour, August 17th and 18th. You have that. Two Rivers Service to Seniors Resource Council, minutes of the May 24th in your package. And Eastman Regional Municipal Committee, minutes of May 27th in your package. Verbal reports of committees. Start here on the left. Councilor Stark. Deputy Reeve Honky?
Public Works, gravel hauling started, grass cutting possibly is starting this week.
Gravel haul?
Yeah, gravel haul.
Grass cutting, everything was nothing really new at our meeting?
No, major water line leak was found on Whitemall Street there, so we've got that one all figured out and solved.
Good.
Yeah, that's, I got nothing else really.
Some upcoming maintenance to the shop here was discussed.
Yeah.
We gotta do some shingles on the shop roof, has actually gotten time.
Yeah, she's leaking lots of water, so putting the tender out there to get the roof shingles, so.
Councilor McDougall.
Myself, we just had the AGM for Community Futures Winnipeg River, and the report is in, are going to be in our next agenda.
Councilor Stead.
Nothing for me this week.
And same here, Faye. Delegations, we don't have any. Communications, number one, Village of St. Pierre Joel's re-invitation to Eastern District Golf Tournament. I'm not going.
No, I'm not. Not a golfer.
No, we don't need to pass nothing on that. Nobody's going.
No.
Okay. Number two, Rural Municipality of Reynolds, read a letter of support for increased tipping fees. Okay, that's the letter that they sent to us. I guess that's what that is, I think.
Yeah.
And this particular council unanimously voted against it, so, okay. Number three, Rural Municipality of Lackawanna, collaborative cost shared recruitment of physician. Pardon? Any discussion on this? I mean, they're looking for a resolution.
I think we should discuss that in camera. There's part of it that actually specifies.
Yep. Yeah, okay. If it did, I haven't read
it. I'd like to discuss it. I have quite a few notes I had made, and part of it does state some confidentiality.
Okay. Well, there's a lot there to discuss. It's whether you want to be in that business or whether you don't. So, okay, we'll go on then. We'll carry that over. Number four, Shauna Robbins and Crystal Blair Robbins request to hook onto municipal utilities.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Rural Municipality of St. Clemens request for support of disaster financial assistance funding. Do they want a resolution on that?
Well, they did send one.
Okay.
If you want to help support them.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It was well written there.
Yeah. Well, the support is, you know, we may need the support. So do we have a mover for that?
We're in the same shoes as them. We might actually be able
to
apply for it.
We may be able to apply for it, yes.
Yeah, I'll make a motion.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. White Mall School Parent Advisory Committee request for garden boxes.
Well, they're not being used, eh?
And they don't want them. And they don't want them. Community Club doesn't want them.
No.
No.
So
they were part of our rec thing. Courtney had actually put them there. So,
yeah.
So I'm in favor of them getting
absolutely
used and moved and cleaned up.
Let them have them.
Let them have them.
Can we have a mover for that?
Honky.
Seconder?
Seb.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. You caught up, Faye?
Yeah, but I'm throwing my head around.
Oh, don't get mad.
Take your time. We'll slow down.
We can slow down. Okay, number seven, Community Futures, Winnipeg River, Affordable Housing Project and Guide. That's in your package, it's information. Unfinished business, the lagoon. That's tabled yet. That's just ongoing. Number two, water line south of Elma. Same thing, tabled and ongoing. Number three, White Mall Grocery request for liquor sales. Minister meeting requested. That was tabled the last time. Faye, can we get you to write them a letter or do something and, you know,
ask
for phone, meet, call, do something?
Yeah,
just
out.
Nothing doesn't cut it. Okay, thank you. Okay, number four, bylaw number 75824, utility rates awaiting for Public Utilities Board response. So that's still tabled. We have nothing on that. Number five, bylaw number 75924, short-term rentals. That, again, is still in legal, so we'll go into camera with that and record that one and the little one we had there before. Number six, White Mouth Reynolds North Whiteshell Waste Management Facility, RIA fees. That's I think this one here is the questions that Colleen had sent to them.
And we're awaiting a response.
Yeah, but that's what that is. That's what that line is there, because it's up on top already. But there were some questions that came out of the delegation that we had here. Those people had some questions. And those are the questions that Colleen then sent forward
to waste management,
and we haven't heard.
Have not heard
okay.
yet.
So that's what. So we're waiting on that. So we'll
waste management meets on the 3rd. So maybe that's
okay. Yeah, but that's what that whole thing is. Number seven, noise bylaw draft review, legal and camera. We're going to go back in there. We need to discuss that further. Again. But we're going to do it and then bring it out. White Riverbend Manor requested maintenance items not yet completed farm. Yeah, well, what that is again, that's all those things that still doesn't fall under us, but
So is, that's all with Manitoba Housing, correct?
It is, yeah.
Okay, so.
It's been sent to them, but we haven't gotten any response.
I was in there the other day for a call, and we went through the suites, and they are working on a few of the suites in there. They were putting new flooring down, and there is a little bit of work going on.
Well, I went through it a month and a half ago, that's where this came up. I went through it last year when I went out there and I took a whole pile of pictures, and I know it has nothing to do with us, but it's still done on behalf of the residents, on behalf of this RM, because if they do nothing with it, I'll be honest, my concern was if you do nothing with it, and then the one happens to be built in Lac-Debani, then, you know, where does this one go in a couple of years? And it's still a nice building, so keep it up, so that's where that's at.
So, it's still Manitoba Housing, different government change since the last time you took those pictures, and still no change.
No, plus we contacted this government already.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll see. Maybe we can get another.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, it's the same results, doesn't matter.
Number nine, John Q, childcare building inspection maintenance package. I think Colleen said the last meeting she had some, was getting some information back for us.
We are, the daycare is, they should be getting a quote by the end of the week from someone. They had someone out reviewing it, and they should have one by the end of the week.
Okay, good. Number ten, building bylaw draft. Again, but still, there's a lot of legal stuff there, so we'll take those few items all into in camera. Fire inspections. Tabled, do we not know any more on it?
Not at this time.
So they haven't found a way to do those two schools yet.
Well, we'll find out. New business, building inspector position, again in camera.
I just want to go back to 11 there for a second, okay? Can I get you to get, I need to put this on the fire department's agenda for this Thursday?
Yeah.
We have a meeting? And put that as part of our discussion as to why. And I'll try and find something.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. If it just sitting there.
Yeah. And then again, new business was, we'll go into camera, new with building inspector and audit 2023 update. That's, let me think back from what I read, that's just being delayed a bit because of?
The two entities that.
That's waste management and?
Planning.
Oh.
Waste management has been completed, but they were having trouble having permission from certain areas to get the information required.
Okay.
And planning, yeah.
The letter that I read, there wasn't a concern, it was just taking a little while.
It's taking a little longer.
A little while to get the information.
But we will have our once draft by the end of the week for, so we can upload it.
Okay, good.
For grants.
Okay, well then we're gonna get someone to move that we go into in camera.
Stead?
Seconder?
Stair.
All in favor?
Aye.
John?
Yeah.
So can we get a motion, please, to reopen?
Honky.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Okay, Faye, I'll let you take the five up ladder there.
So number five.
Number three for, oh no, that's right. Yeah.
So you're not in favor, just not in favor of the Lac-Debani shared recruitment?
That's correct.
Short-term rentals?
Tabled.
That's tabled.
And the noise bylaw?
Let's table it this time for more discussion.
The building bylaw draft.
Tabled for more information.
Yeah. Fire inspections will have information to give for the fire management agenda.
Yep. We did that before already anyway, so.
The building inspector position. Received 3 applications.
And review and.
Reviewed the 3 applications. Call for interviews.
We'll be calling for interviews, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, can we have a motion to adjourn, please?
McDougal.
Seconder.
Stay.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. Good discussions.
60 minutes and 55 seconds. That's what our meeting.